Welcome to your five for the day. Former rugby league hard man Bill Ashurst has made the ultimate conversion. Bill was known for wounding rivals by smashing them with his fist or slamming them to the floor with a headbutt. The former Wigan legend was sent off 17 times in his career and was also drinking heavily and gambling. But an illness to his wife Sheila in 1988 helped him see the light at the end of the dressing room tunnel, and he cleaned up his act on and off the field. William Frank Bill Ashurst was born on the 12th of April 1948, the son of Frank Goulding and Mary Ann Ashurst. He grew up in Ince, living with his mother and three elder sisters, and attended Rosebridge Secondary Modern School. He was first introduced to rugby league at the age of 10, when he watched the 1958 Challenge Cup final on television. During his school years, he represented the Wigan Schoolboys team in both rugby and football, and was offered a trial by Blackburn Rovers before deciding to focus on playing rugby league. Bill now spreads the gospel himself and is now tracking down his former rivals to apologise for hurting them. Bill, who signed for Wigan when he was 18, said, "I've had a lot of people to say sorry to. I admit I was a bad un, and have since felt the need for them to hear me out because of my newfound faith. I made it my business to seek out those lads and explain myself. Most accept what I have to say. Rugby league is tough. We shake hands and we move on. I look back, though, and realise what went on should not have happened. Back then, I was a good player, and I simply wanted to be the best. No one was going to stand in my way of reaching the very top. I wanted to be king." Fellow legend Alec Murphy was among the first to shake hands with Bill and call a truce on their blood-spilled on-field fighting and feuding. Bill added, "It takes a man to say sorry, and I'm man enough to approach men like Murph. I did him the last time just before I went to Australia. We had previous issues, and he came round the blind side and I clocked him good style. I got 3 games for it." "I have since learned so much from becoming a Christian. It has helped me to live a better life, respect people more, and help others. My wife has always been wonderfully supportive, and my family mean everything to me. I just realised a while back I was duty-bound to seek out my old rivals and say I regret doing what I did. I made plenty of mistakes on and off the field, and now I feel I'm in a position to try and prevent others from falling into the traps I did." The word forgive means to wipe the slate clean, to pardon, to cancel a debt. When we wrong someone, we seek their forgiveness in order for the relationship to be restored. Forgiveness is not granted because a person deserves to be forgiven. No one deserves to be forgiven. Forgiveness is an act of love, mercy, and grace. Forgiveness is a decision to not hold something against another person, despite what they have done to you. The Bible tells us that we are all in need of forgiveness from God. We've all committed sin. There is not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins. All sin is ultimately an act of rebellion against God. As a result, we desperately need God's forgiveness. We can't earn forgiveness from God. We can't pay for our forgiveness from God. We can only receive it by faith. Thank you for listening.